Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Matt Leon. Here's what's happening. SEPTA is now limiting the number of passengers on buses, trolleys, and the Norristown High Speed Line and changing the way they can board. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the story.
For SEPTA buses, the max capacity is now 20 riders. Trolleys, it's 25, and the Norristown High Speed Line, it's 30 passengers allowed on board a vehicle at one time. SEPTA spokeswoman Carla Shoali says drivers will be keeping tabs.
You know, they're going to be counting because we have to make sure that we're practicing social distancing. We have to protect our operators and also our customers.
She says when they reach the capacity, drivers will switch into drop-off mode only, so no pickups until there's space for more riders.
SEPTA is also changing the way passengers get on and off buses and trolleys. The agency says riders can only use the rear doors, and they're suspending onboard payments to keep drivers and passengers apart on top of what's already available or will be coming soon.
All our buses in service now have protective shields for our operators, and we're working on installing shields in the trolleys as well.
Front doors are now reserved for riders with disabilities. Philadelphia has more than 1,300 confirmed cases of coronavirus. 14 people have died, KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Health Commissioner Tom Farley says the number of cases and the rate of increase is going up.
There are now 242 new cases of this infection since yesterday, an increase from 182 new cases that we reported yesterday.
Dr. Farley emphasized the virus does not discriminate. The cases are across the whole city and all demographics, though older people are at the greatest risk of death. 10 of the city's 14 fatalities were people over 60.
Fewer than 100 of the patients have needed hospitalization, so Farley says right now hospitals have excess capacity. Protective equipment such as surgical masks continues to be an issue. Managing Director Brian Abernathy says federal officials sent 9,000, but they had dry rot and couldn't be used. He says FEMA is sending additional shipments and is optimistic those masks will be in better shape. Pennsylvania Attorney General Josh Shapiro wants to help residents who are struggling right now financially because of coronavirus, so he's working with banks throughout the state.
Pennsylvania and all of our small businesses need to know their rights and need to be protected, and that's why I engaged banks all across Pennsylvania and asked them to join me in adopting the Pennsylvania Care Package.
The PA Care Package expands small and medium business loan availability. It also offers a 90-day grace period for mortgages and consumer loans, a 90-day window for relief from late and overdraft fees, and prohibits evictions and foreclosures for at least 60 days. Looking at Montgomery County, there have been two new deaths reported connected to coronavirus, bringing the total in the county to 8. A 2-month-old is among the dozens of the latest announced cases that pushed the county's total over 560. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert has the latest from Montgomery County.
Montgomery County Commissioner Val Arcos says plans for a surge capacity at the county's hospitals are in the works, but she can't say anything else until they're finalized. As far as PPE, or personal protective equipment like masks and gowns, she says they understand the struggles healthcare workers and first responders are dealing with.
We have been doing everything we could to get more PPE into our region. Like everybody else literally in the world, we are competing to get PPE.
She says they urge hospital workers and first responders to follow CDC guidelines while asking everyone else to follow stay-at-home orders to try to protect the healthcare system. And in New Jersey, almost 18,700 residents have come down with COVID-19. 267 have died. Governor Phil Murphy is dealing not just with the pandemic, but its aftermath, as we hear from KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden.
There's the economic plan, to be sure, and the governor's working on that, but he's worried about a possible encore of the virus after New Jersey has dealt with it, brought in from out of state.
We're sure as heck not going to go through the pain we're going through to go down the road and find, just because of some other non-compliant, non-aggressive policies in other states in America, having people from those states then coming back into New Jersey and restarting the fire.
Close to a quarter of the state's nursing homes now have at least one case of the virus. There are new rules in place to isolate infected residents while making sure everyone else in the place wears a mask. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.